Napoleon Bonaparte, the famous military strategist of France, said, while waiting for death, "I die before my time, and my body will be given back to the earth." Such is the fate of him who has been called the Great Napoleon. What an abyss between my deep misery and the eternal kingdom of Christ. It was Voltaire, the noted French infidel, who said to his doctor, "I am abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 months' life. Then I shall go to hell, and you will go with me." Oh, Christ! Oh, Jesus Christ! Thomas Hobbes, a skeptic who corrupted some of England's great men, sighed, "If I had the whole world, I would give it to live one more day. I shall be glad to find a hole and to creep out of the world. I'm about to take a leap into the dark." An atheist by the name of M.F. Rich once said, "I would rather lie on a stove and grow for a million years than go into eternity with the eternal horrors that hang over my soul. I have given my immortality for gold, and its weight beats me into an endless, hopeless, helpless hell." Quite to the contrary, Dwight L. Moody said, "I see earth receding, heaven is opening, God is calling." John Wesley, the great English preacher, said with confidence, "The best of all, God is with us." It was Mrs. Catherine Booth, the wife of the Salvation Army general, who said joyfully, "The waters are rising, but so am I. I am not going under, but over. Do not be concerned about dying. Go on living well. The dying will be right." It was Mrs. Ann Judson, missionary to Burma and wife of Adoniram Judson, the great missionary. She faced death with these words, "Oh, the happy day will soon come when we shall meet all our friends who part no more in our Heavenly Father's home." Samuel Rutherford met death with this attitude, "I am in the happiest pass to which man can ever come. Christ is mine and I am his, and there's nothing more between me and the resurrection except paradise." Friend of mine, all of these of whom we read made these statements as they were facing death. But what a difference in the two groups. Do you know why there's such a difference? The Bible tells us that he that believeth on the Son, the Lord, Jesus Christ, hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. A personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ made the difference in the two groups of people that we read a moment ago. And friend of mine, I want to tell you that a personal faith in the Lord Jesus still makes a difference. The modern outlook is it doesn't matter what you believe, so long as you're sincere. The important thing is to believe something. But friend of mine, this is not right at all. You don't know what kind of philosophy this is? It's simply fool's philosophy. It doesn't work in real life, and it certainly doesn't work in death. Napoleon, Voltaire, Hobbes, Rich, God, all these men believed in something, but it didn't help them when it came time to meet their maker. And friend of mine, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But those others of whom we read, they didn't believe in something. They believed in someone, and the one in whom they believed was the Lord Jesus Christ, God who came from heaven, born of the Virgin, who died a sinless life, and yet in his body on that tree called Calvary, he bore my sin and yours. And so today he is able to offer you the free gift of eternal life.
Will you accept his gift today? My, how he'll bless you. Amen.